Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
It's great to be here.
Today we're going microscopic to explore the world of cytomegaloviruses, or CMVs, as I'm
Well,
sure
yeah.
most of you know them.
Yes.
And we're gonna look at how they evade our immune systems.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah, some really impressive stealth maneuvers these viruses pull off. Got some new research, hot off the press actually, from Professor Sebastian Springer's lab.
Yeah.
Over at Constructor University, Bremen. Really cutting edge stuff.
Yeah. And what's interesting about CMVs is that they're incredibly common. A lot of people carry them
Here.
And don't even know it, don't have any symptoms.
Hiding out.
Yeah. But for people with weakened immune systems, they can be a real problem.
Yeah, for sure. Like they're just waiting for the chance to strike. And to make matters worse, we don't have like a perfect vaccine.
Yeah.
Or treatment for them yet. So this research is really important.
Absolutely crucial research. One of the most striking things is they can cause tissue damage. These tiny little viruses can actually destroy the cells and tissues in our bodies.
Okay, now that's a little scary. So how do they do it?
Well, it turns out they have evolved these incredibly sophisticated ways to evade our immune systems. You can think of your immune system as like a security force patrolling your body, looking for trouble.
Right, like a microscopic SWAT team.
Exactly. And one of their key tools is this process called antigen presentation.
Okay.
I'm sure you're familiar with this, but for listeners who are new to immunology, here's the basic idea. When a cell gets infected, it needs to signal for help. And so what it does is it grabs fragments of the virus, these little pieces of the enemy, so to speak, and it displays them on its surface like a wanted poster.
So the infected cell is putting up a sign saying like, hey, immune system, come take a look at this. This guy doesn't belong here.
That's a great way to put it. And these wanted posters are actually special proteins called MHC proteins. And they're how the cell communicates with the immune system's enforcers, the T cells.
So the MHC proteins are like the cell's walkie-talkie calling for backup.
Exactly. The T cells see the viral fragment displayed on the MHC protein, and they know that the cell's infected. And then they come in and eliminate the threat.
This is fascinating. But I'm guessing CMVs have found a way to mess with this whole process.
Right. You guessed it. Remember how we talked about CMVs causing tissue damage?
Right.
Well, part of that is the virus replicating and destroying cells directly. But the other part is how it manipulates our immune response. And that's where things get really interesting.
Okay, I'm on the edge of my seat. So let's follow Professor Springer's team as they investigate the cellular crime scene.
Let's do it. So they focused on this protein produced by murine CMV called GP40. And what they found is that GP40 acts like a cellular saboteur, preventing those MHC wanted posters from reaching the cell surface.
Wait, so the virus is actually trapping the MHC proteins? How is that even possible?
It's actually pretty ingenious. Professor Springer's team used some clever lab techniques to identify the proteins involved. And they discovered that GP40 doesn't work alone. It has an accomplice.
Oh, so it's a tag team operation. Now I'm really intrigued. Tell me more.
It is a tag team operation. Professor Springer's team discovered that GP40 teams up with this other protein called TMD10. And TMA10 is a resident of this cellular compartment called the endoplasmic reticulum, or ER.
Okay. Remind me what happens in the ER again.
So the ER, you can think of it as the cells, manufacturing and packaging plant. It's where proteins are assembled and prepared for their roles in the cell. And this includes, you know, those MHC wanted posters we talked about.
Right. The MHC proteins need to be built before they can go to the surface and show off the viral fragments. So where does TMA10 fit in?
Well, TMA10 is like the foreman in that factory. It helps oversee the production and transport of proteins within the ER. And here's where GP40 gets really sneaky.
I bet it does.
Yeah.
This GP40 sounds like a real mastermind.
It really is. So the research showed that GP40 latches onto TMA10, using it as an anchor, to set up shop right there in the ER, where the MHC proteins are being made.
So by hitching a ride with TMA10, GP40 gets a front row seat to intercept the MHC proteins before they can even leave the factory.
Precisely. It's like setting up a roadblock right at the source. So once GP40 has bound to the MHC proteins, they're essentially trapped inside the ER. They can't reach the cell surface to display the viral fragments.
Wow. So not only is GP40 masking the wanted poster, it's preventing it from ever being printed in the first place. That's devious.
It is. And as a result, the infected cell becomes invisible to the immune system. The T cells have no idea that the cell is infected.
So the virus is getting away with murder. No wonder CMVs can cause so much damage.
Exactly. But, you know, What's even more fascinating is this isn't the only trick up their sleeve.
Really? There's more?
Yeah. Professor Springer's team is actually looking at other immune-suppressing mechanisms that these viruses use. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion. Every discovery reveals another layer of complexity.
Okay, so we've got CMVs causing damage by destroying cells. And then we have this whole other level of manipulation, where they're actively suppressing the immune response. So our bodies are facing like a multi-pronged attack. But I'm thinking about those people we mentioned before, those with weakened immune systems. This must be especially bad for them.
You're absolutely right. It is a major concern for people who are immunocompromised. Their immune systems are already struggling. And then these viruses come in, not only causing damage, but also disarming their defenses. That's why this research is so important.
It's like knowing your enemy's playbook.
Yeah.
If we understand how they're playing the game, we can come up with better strategies to defend ourselves.
That's a great analogy. The more we learn about how CMVs evade the immune system, the better prepared we'll be to develop countermeasures.
So it's not just about understanding what CMV infection is, it's about understanding how it works. So yeah. We can fight back.
Exactly. This knowledge is going to be essential for designing new antiviral therapies and vaccines, you know, ones that can outsmart these viruses. For example, imagine if we could develop a drug that would prevent GP40 from binding to TMED10.
Hold on. Are you saying if we block that interaction, the MHC proteins would be able to do their job and alert the T cells? That's brilliant.
That's the idea. Of course, we're still early in the research, but it's just one example of how understanding these viral mechanisms can open up new avenues for treatment and prevention.
That's really exciting. Sounds like Professor Springer's team is making a lot of progress in the fight against CMV. But I'm curious, how did this research even get started? This sounds like really advanced science.
Well, that's where the Tönjes Vuk Stiftung comes in. Their support was really important for establishing this research at Constructor University.
Oh, so they're the ones who provided the funding to get this project off the ground.
Exactly. They're really committed to funding this kind of groundbreaking research. And it shows how important it is to invest in science that can really make a difference for human health.
I totally agree. Well, we've covered a lot of ground. We've learned how CMVs cause damage, how they evade the immune system, and even how this research could lead to new treatments. So, what do you say? We take a quick break, and then we'll come back for the final part of our exploration.
Sounds good to me.
All right, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive into the world of cytomegaloviruses. I don't know about you, but I'm finding this all really fascinating. So, we've learned about how they can really cause some damage in our bodies, not just by directly destroying cells, but by like suppressing our immune system.
They've got a whole arsenal of weapons that they use. But what's amazing is they do it all while staying hidden from our immune system.
Like master illusionists. They just disappear. And remember that protein GP40, the one that teams up with TMAD10 to trap those MHC wanted posters.
Right. It's such a clever strategy. They hijack the cell's own machinery to basically shut down the alarm system.
So knowing this, what are the chances that we can turn the tables on these viruses? Could we develop therapies that would unmask them and make them visible to our immune system again?
That's the million-dollar question. And it's something that researchers are working on right now. One promising approach is to develop drugs that would interfere with that interaction between GP40 and TMAD10.
Okay.
If we can disrupt their partnership, we might be able to free those MHC proteins and let them do their job.
So it's like sabotaging the saboteur.
Exactly. And there are other strategies too. For example, researchers are looking at ways to boost the immune system's ability to recognize and eliminate infected cells, even when the virus is trying to suppress them.
So there's a lot of exciting research going on. It gives me hope, especially for people who are most vulnerable to these infections.
Absolutely. We may not have all the answers yet, but understanding how CMVs evade our defenses is a huge step forward. It's going to help us develop better treatments and prevention strategies.
Well said. And we should give a shout out to organizations like the Tönjes Vuk Stiftung, who are supporting this research.
Yes, definitely. Their funding is essential for making this kind of groundbreaking research possible.
Well, I think we've done a great job today unpacking the world of cytomegaloviruses. We've covered a lot, from the basics to the latest research. I hope you all enjoyed it.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And remember, there's always more to learn. The world of science is constantly changing. Who knows what exciting discoveries are waiting for us? Stay curious, everyone. And thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of viral evasion. Until next time.